Welcome back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio today, discussing fall fertilizer applications. And today specifically, we're going to talk about fall nitrogen. I want to talk about a number of different ways you can get the job done. First of all, we'll start out with some strip-till talk. We've got Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you getting along?
We're doing pretty well, other than we've gotten this question. We're going to talk about nitrogen here in just a second, but we've gotten a question already from a number of guys. Oh, man, it's getting kind of wet in my area, and I'm really concerned here. If I get harvest done, how am I going to get my strip-till done this fall? What do you tell guys in wetter conditions, and are there some tips that could help them if they are out there operating equipment?
You know, it's just with any tillage operation, we want to make sure that soil conditions are right. If the conditions are just too wet, let's don't make that fall strip till operation if we're going to mess that soil up, because it's too hard to get that back into good planting conditions. We do have some time with Mother Nature with some freeze thaw and things to mellow that soil some, but any time if it's just too wet to till, let's stop and wait and hopefully have better conditions as we come into springtime.
Yeah, totally agree. And when you think about the fall applications, so often with strip-till now, we're seeing farmers, including us, putting nutrients out with the strip-till machine. I really like putting them out down deep to reduce nutrient loss. What kind of results have you seen with your testing, Eric? Are you having good luck putting the nutrients down deep?
We do, you know, and I think there's different methods of looking at that. If you've got a light textured soil, I don't like to place them too deep because those soils don't hold the nutrients very well. And if we get an excess of moisture, those can really get away from us and get out of that good oxygenated zone where those nutrients are available to the plants. If we've got good soil types, good soil texture, I think some deep nutrient placement can be a benefit, especially as we run into that grain fill period on dry land, non-irrigated acres, as that upper soil profile can dry out where our roots are drawing from that subsoil moisture. I think it's good to have some nutrient availability there too. So I think it really is kind of a farm-by-farm and grower-by-grower evaluation of what their soil type is, what their practices are, and really what their in-season moisture is expected to be if we have irrigation capability.
All right. So, Eric, we get a lot of questions about nitrogen, and today our show is really about fall nitrogen. How do you feel about putting nitrogen down in the strip? Because some people get concerned about putting the nitrogen down in the strip, saying, well, it's kind of deep, and if it moves down any more, that could cause a problem for us. So how do you feel about putting at least a portion of your fall nitrogen on in strip-till?
You know, I think if you're in an area that allows that and you've got a good heavy textured soil with a good profile, there is some benefit to that. You know, if we put some of that in as a base application, I'm not a big believer in putting 100% of your nitrogen requirements out there in the fall. It's just a long ways between that application time and the next year's grain fill period when a lot of that nitrogen is taken up. There's just too much opportunity for loss or for conversion. And if I'm going to do that in the fall, I think there's a big benefit to using a nitrogen stabilizer if you're using anhydrous, just so we keep that from becoming a leachable state or having losses. So I think there's a benefit to it if you have the right soil types and the right conditions. But always understand that there's potential for losses. The further out we put that nitrogen on before our crop's going to utilize it, the more risk there is of loss.
Yeah,
but I do think it gives us an opportunity to put a base application down and then to make multiple applications or split applications through the growing season too.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, again, we've been talking to Eric Moore. He is with Soil Warrior. Eric, thanks a lot for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.